Welcome back to the show. Ted Ramey with you on this Tuesday afternoon. We are joined now on the Ring Central guest line to talk to Graham Brisby of McCovey Chronicles here on the Ring Central guest line. Grant, how are you doing today?
I'm doing very well. How you doing?
I'm doing very well, man. Just getting excited to see what happens to the Giants here moving forward, because you know, I will admit I am a big Tim Hudson fan last night, but there was a part of me that was watching that game thinking, boy, I think that Vogelsong could have given them a pretty similar outing and maybe eaten up six innings.
Yeah, I mean, look, you're not going to win any arguments between Hudson and Vogelsong like substantially. You're not going to just blow the other side out of the water and prove your point. It's kind of a toss-up. I would go on Team Vogelsong, but Team Hudson has a lot of history behind it, so I'm not going to get like too offended that Hudson's in the rotation, but he wasn't very impressive last night, that's for sure.
No, and how we heard, I guess the better way to phrase it is that we heard Mike Kruko talking about it during the broadcast, saying that, you know, maybe he was a little bit rusty and that his arm angle was a little bit up and opening up that shoulder. And when a guy has been out for a while, I mean, given his age and given his lack of great starts lately, how much leeway do you think he has? I mean, I know we've heard Bruce Bochy say this is our rotation right now, but I mean, do you buy into that? Do you think that they're sticking with Huddy for the time being? Or, I mean, what do you think the Giants are looking at when they watch him have that, you know, can't get an out in the fifth inning?
Yeah, it's a tricky juggling act to do, because you don't want to be too hard on a guy when he's coming back from the DL. He's rusty. I mean, that's going to be true for a 40-year-old. That's going to be true for a 25-year-old. So you don't want to draw any, like, sweeping conclusions, like this definitively proves that Tim Hudson can't pitch well for the Giants. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, he was on the DL for what Mike Kruko called old manitis. You know, like he had some concerns with the shoulder and the dead arm and stuff like that. But at the end, he said, you know, I'm just kind of tired. And it's July. He's 40. He's in the last calendar year. He's been kind of an actively bad pitcher. I know he was an all-star last year, but from the second half to through the first half of this year, he's just not been good. So you have to take all that into account, and then you look at the start from last night, and there's just no easy way to be encouraged by it.
No, there's not. But the only thing, I guess, is that Tim Hudson has kind of made a career out of proving people wrong. I mean, there's been some people who, you know, doubted him at various points. I mean, we can just go back to recently when he had that horrific ankle injury. A lot of people doubted that he would ever be out there again. And like you alluded to, he's an all-star the first half of last year and looks like a great pitcher and was their ace for a while. And just, you know, now it's hard with pitchers, because especially with the Giants and these guys, you look at a guy like Peavy, you look at a guy like Hudson, you look at a guy like Vogelsong and even Lincecum. I mean, the streaky nature of these pitchers somehow, you know, belies the streaky nature of the team.
Right. And they are, most of the guys you listed are, for the most part, limited ceiling guys. Like, they should have a limited floor, too, where, you know, they shouldn't pitch that poorly. They should give you quality innings, be at least a number four, number five. Like, that's their floor, but at the ceiling, they shouldn't be making all-star teams. They shouldn't be, you know, throwing innings every time out. They shouldn't be competing with Bumgarner for the title of the ace. They're just, they have this niche kind of role, and for the most part, they're doing it okay. But it's a little bit tricky to really define, like, you know, what exactly the Giants need, and it's pretty much not that. I don't think they need another number four or number five. I think they need someone to complement Bumgarner a little bit more.
Yeah, no, I agree. And again, we're talking to Grant Brisby here on the Ring Central guest line. What did you think of the news being put out there yesterday on the degenerative hip issue that Tim Lincecum is dealing with? Did you read deeply into that, or do you think they were just informing the fan base and the media what was going on?
It seems like a pretty good explanation for what's been going on in the last 4 years. Just, we were always, or at least I was, for the first year or two, I was always waiting for that Timmy to have an MRI, you know, news bit to come out. Like, and you could say, aha, you know, that's where the velocity went. Aha, that's why things are different. And then it just kept going on for four seasons. And it, you know, it just didn't make that much sense when you're thinking of, well, okay, why did he lose all that velocity? What is different? This makes a lot of sense. Andrew Baggerly really explained it well, where, you know, his stride where he lands in home plate was pretty close to where Randy Johnson did, except there was, you know, about a foot between them as far as height. So he was putting a lot of stress on his body, and it was going to be his back or his hips or something weird was going to happen relative to other pitchers. And, you know, it just makes a lot of sense. And when you hear the word degenerative, it's scary. And it's hard to imagine Lincecum coming back as a starting pitcher, putting in the innings and the workload that he ever did. So if he comes back, I think bullpen might be the way, if there is a way.
Yeah, and that's the thing that I wonder about right now, Grant, is that, I mean, Yusmeiro Petit, Ryan Vogelsong, Tim Lincecum, they all essentially would occupy the same position in that bullpen as a longer relief guy who can, you know, spot start if need be. I mean, what do they do about that logjam right now, in your opinion?
I think what they've been doing with Ryan Vogelsong, at least the past couple times, it's been somewhat encouraging, where, you know, he's not necessarily being the long reliever, where he's coming in for quick bursts, and he's looked fairly promising. I don't think he necessarily has to have that mop-up man profile when he can throw with max effort and, you know, get up and start touching 92, 93, and he's got, you know, some tricks with the off-speed stuff, where if he's going max effort, I think he could be an asset. I mean, they have a couple weeks to figure it out before the deadline, and I think that's what they're going to use him for, because like you said, there's just, with Petit really has that defined role where he's going to come in and give you innings out of the bullpen. Lincecum, where he fits in that, you know, we've seen what he can do in 2012 in short bursts. So that's like the ideal best case scenario. How likely that is to occur, though, is a little bit harder to parse. And, you know, it's tricky to be optimistic, but they've at least seen it before. They've seen Lincecum be good in short bursts.
Yeah, and that's the thing that I've always wondered about. And I wondered very much at the same time why they kept on putting him out there as a starter when it appeared to me the evidence was there that it wasn't going to happen for him as a starter. But if you can't get the max effort out of him in shorter bursts, it seemed like he'd probably put a few more ticks onto that velocity if he's out there for, you know, an inning or two, and that would be the natural progression for his career, especially if he is dealing with something like a degenerative hip issue, which I guess the plus side of that is that it is a, from what I've read about it, it can be as much of an issue as pain management as it is necessarily a limitation on his abilities. Now, obviously, we've seen that his velocity go down, so it's taking a toll, but it's not like he can't throw. It's not like he can't still pitch. I just, you know, think that it's the natural idea for him to be out of the pen, but I also wonder, let's say they do have the opportunity that there isn't this logjam, they can try and experiment him, you know, in the pen, that the Giants don't exactly have a lot of leeway in that regard. I mean, they don't have many games where they're just out in front by a lot. I mean, it seems like the Giants, since 2009, they are in a lot of close games. They rely heavily on their bullpen, and they have a small margin for error that does not exactly allow time for experimentation.
Right, and you saw that definitely in the postseason last year, where Lincecum's on all three active rosters, and, you know, it was so tough to find him a spot where you could say, oh, this is the Lincecum, you know, we're just going to try him out, see where he's at. It just didn't happen on the postseason, and like, yeah, you're not going to get that a lot, especially in today's run scoring environment. You're not going to get, you know, the 12 to 2 games quite as much, so it's going to be pretty tough to find his spots, but they'll have a couple months to do it. I would anticipate him being back when the rosters expand, and he'll be jostling with a couple other guys for those, you know, where do we find innings for this guy sort of approach. But they'll have about a month to do it, and, you know, we'll see what happens. I don't anticipate him getting a ton of innings in short relief out of the bullpen, but they'll find a couple.
Yeah, we're talking to Grant Brisby right now of McCovey Chronicles here on the Ring Central guest line. It's interesting, Grant, because, you know, you look at 2010 and the Giants, they, you know, just looked like, oh, my God, they've got this incredible pitching staff. Nothing is ever going to change. They are going to have pitching forever. And then now we get to today in 2015, and Matt Cain is back from, you know, multiple surgeries, and he's finally out there pitching. But, I mean, I'm curious, what do you think out of what you've seen from Cain so far? I mean, he does have two wins. Obviously, we're in an era where the win is devalued, but he has not exactly blown me away yet. Not that I was looking to be blown away, but, I mean, I'm not calling him the horse has not been reborn. How's that?
Right. Not yet. I mean, there's certainly no reason.